You're listening to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, you need a scorecard these days to keep tabs on who's who at the White House. A lot of comings and goings, and President Trump doesn't seem to be bothered by it at all. He tweeted out yesterday, "No chaos, only great energy." Joining us right now is ABC News correspondent at the White House, Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, no chaos, says the president, but from those of us that observe how this White House works, it does look chaotic from the outside, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, there have been now six high-profile departures just this year. That's not including everybody who left in 2017, six since the beginning of this year. And yesterday, the president said that everybody wants to work in this White House. He says they all want a piece of the Oval Office. They all want a piece of the West Wing. Well, within 2 hours, Gary Cohn, his top economic advisor, was announcing his resignation. And you know, this really shrinks the circle of loyalists inside the West Wing. And it definitely has people, you know, when Hope Hicks left last week and now Gary Cohn, really worried about what this might mean for the volatility and just the uncertainty out of this White House.
Certainly does appear that way. You mentioned Gary Cohn resigning yesterday. I mean, that's big because he has been maybe the most trusted economic advisor that the president has had there in the White House.
Yeah, he really has. And he's somebody that is very well liked among the staff. He's very well regarded, well respected. He's somebody that would certainly push back on some of the things that the president was considering or proposing, and they felt that he had the authority or the you know, gravitas to do that, and the president would listen. Well, on this, the tariffs that the president wants to put on steel and aluminum, the president's not listening to Gary Cohn on this one. Cohn had been trying to get the president to scale it back or not do it at all. He doesn't agree with the president that trade wars are a good thing. The president is certainly indicating he is full steam ahead on this.
One of the roles of an advisor of any kind, especially in the White House, is to perhaps present a contrary opinion to the president or to whoever's in charge and say, maybe you want to look at it differently. This president doesn't seem to want to hear what other people have to say.
Well, you know, and he says the opposite. Yesterday, he says, I love it when people on the staff essentially duke it out. You know, you have people of different political positions or perspectives. They fight it out, and then he makes a decision. But he, you know, when it comes to a decision that he's making and staff who are not on that same side, he certainly seems to dismiss that.
The White House chief of staff the other day was joking that maybe he had done something wrong in a previous life to get this job at the White House. What are your thoughts on General Kelly? How long is he going to be there?
You know, he seems to have weathered the storm from a couple of weeks ago when most people thought he was close to being fired or close to quitting over how he handled the domestic abuse allegations made against the former staff secretary, Rob Porter. The ironic thing is that at the time when we were hearing from people in the West Wing that Kelly was on the ropes, Gary Cohn was the name that was mentioned to possibly replace him. Now it's Cohn that's out.
Boy, oh boy, every day it's something different. Karen, we appreciate your time and your insight this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.